Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, don't forget, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's simply the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again.
Good morning.
We were talking about Hillary and company, and I wanted to get one last thing in here from former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe, who said that he believes more people will in fact be indicted as the special counsel John Durham's investigation progresses along.
Yeah, he said that several days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Look, he and Kash Patel had access to pretty much everything that happened. And Kash Patel was, I think, really ahead of the game when he was working with Devin Nunes. Yeah, all of that whole template, that whole outline was provided to John Durham by John Ratcliffe. So that gave Durham kind of a guide sheet. And what Durham has done is he's, you know, there must be some really extraordinary things that this government can do, but, you know, there is access to emails and phone calls and testimonies and those kinds of things. But what's particularly interesting is we forget about, not only are there others, you know, within the FBI, but we forget about the CIA. And, you know, we had some, international operators that were part of this plot that I would say, again, Hillary didn't concoct, but she approved and then paid for it. And, you know, that puts her, I would say, part of the conspiracy. And I go back to RICO, at least of which I think is one of the things that John Durham could be charging people with, at least RICO. So the other interesting question here is, we tend to forget about the Clinton Foundation. And we know how she operated and her people operated that as really a criminal enterprise. So for the Clinton campaign to operate any differently should be no surprise. And then to have that fall over and infect the DNC and the DCCC, and if you get into the DCCC, you start getting into people like Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff. So this is all going to be pretty fascinating. I just kind of wish things would come out a little bit faster, because we have earned some consequences with these people.
Well, speaking of earning, here's something that's starting to take the nation by wildfire, and I believe there's going to be more to come, and that's the backlash against the school closures, the harsh pandemic-related restrictions, and the progressive ideology that's begun, as we saw the three left-wing members of the San Francisco School Board overwhelmingly voted out of office, well over 70% of the vote. In each particular case, with the city's first successful recall election in nearly 40 years. There's more coming.
You know, there's an old thing called the Great Awakening, and we're certainly seeing it with parents and the exposure of how things have operated between school districts and school boards and the teachers' unions, of which there are hundreds and hundreds of them, and the effects that it has had not only on education, but I would say collusion. And maybe this is beginning to show why our education system lags so far behind other countries, and why our students are really the victims, and why we are where we are today. You know, I've got one of my sons is in his mid-30s, and I remember he being in public school. Finally, I got him out of it. You know, I was glad that I did when he graduated. But I was beginning to see then how bad things were. And then, of course, I didn't have a dog in the hunt anymore in the public school system. But I was also, his first year in college, I saw how things were beginning to get, too. So, yeah, this is a great awakening by parents, and I'm delighted for it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We're going to take this short break and come roaring right back with more. By the way, Kamala Harris, the new queen of peace, is going to be meeting with the Ukrainian president. We'll talk about that. What could go wrong there, right?
And if you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. On the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico. That's Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And remember, you can go over to the website, geico.com, to get a quote on the car or the truck that you're driving or whatever else you've got. Now, don't forget, Geico has been saving people money for going on 85 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for not only the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. How about if you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV? They can do all of that, too. And where you really save the money is when you bundle it. Bundle your homeowner's policy or your renter's policy or your condo policy. Bundle that with your car insurance, and you will save a bunch of money. I've done that, and it works quite nicely for me, and I do save money, and I'm very happy to tell you that it does. So there you go. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning. Now, we were just chatting. We were just chatting about CPAC and whatnot, but we mentioned Tom Fitt and Judicial Watch, and records that they released yesterday reveal the tech operatives that allegedly were used by Hillary Clinton's campaign to spy on Trump, the White House, and had contact with a company called Defense Advanced Research Projects.
I don't know that I've heard of that one.
I haven't either. New one to me.
But, you know, I mentioned, you know, Tom Fenton's group, Judicial Watch, mentioned Georgia Tech, which I said on your show a couple days ago.
Yep.
And this cat, Rodney Jaffe.
Yep.
So, now I'm curious on how DARPA is involved in this thing. So, I'd have to look at the documents to see what Judicial Watch has on that one to understand how DARPA exists. But I think that maybe Michael Sussman worked with DARPA, but I'm not sure DARPA had necessarily anything to do with it. But then again, I don't know. So,
Well, there are several names that are mentioned here as originator number one, researcher two, researcher three, researcher four, originator number two. I mean, that's six names right there that are mentioned that we haven't even heard of yet.
Well, but, DARPA, I don't care about the researcher names. I want the real names. So... Mm-hmm. It looks like DARPA was certainly in on this thing. In what capacity, I have to really kind of look and read the documents that they have.
Looks like money.
And then Georgia Tech, obviously, we talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And Neustar, and then people within Neustar. What's particularly interesting, by the way, is Neustar was also a contractor in the Biden...
Yeah.
Administration and campaign.
Yep.
I'd be having some second thoughts here taking a second look, I should say, into Neustar.
Well, here's what this looks like. DARPA put, this is from the article, DARPA put $153,138 on the Georgia Tech Transparent Commuting contract back in October 2016 to cover the costs proposed in the attached agreement that I'm looking at.
Well, I don't know what that means, though. I mean, that
sounds
don't know
like they funded it. Sounds like they funded it.
Well, we don't know what that funding really paid for.
Nope.
So, yeah, I have to. And then there's Zettelistics. I'm not sure I know what Zettelistics is either.
Yeah, that's mentioned too, and I have no idea who they are.
Well, that's what I said. I think it's a wide net that Durham is going to be casting.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about our vice president who is about to be off on another mission assigned to her by Slow Joe. She's now going to be the Queen of Peace as she's off to Munich to have a chat with the Ukrainian president, Mr. Zelensky. Now, we know...
That is the stupid thing. She's leading an envoy, and I have no idea who is in this envoy, but it's called the Munich Security Conference, of which Zelensky will be attending. So she allegedly will be meeting with him this weekend. Well, what does that really mean? Do they have coffee together and shake hands and say, I hope things are all well and good? Or is there a real meeting? And I don't know that there'd be any kind of a real substantive meeting because, you know, Biden can pick up the phone and call and talk to Zelensky anytime he wants. Mm. So I think this is just kind of for show. It's a gesture.
Well, this is the way my mind just worked when I heard about he's going to be in Munich, and you said this weekend. Perfect time to change to go in and have a revolution or an invasion, perfect time while the president's out of the country.
Well, I don't know that it really
just saying
make
that's
any
all
difference.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
you
I know
we're finding out just how much Russian propaganda there is out there. Yeah, but. You know, what's particularly fascinating here is the leaders of these some of these other countries. We're not hearing anything out of the Biden administration that includes countries like Belarus, Moldova, Lithuania, Estonia, or Latvia. So, you know, all of those countries are really in the threat sphere of Putin. Whether he invades or not, you know, there's other kinds of destructions that can happen here. One is cyber, and two is their economy. So it's kind of like has Biden had a conversation with any of those, or does he just leave it all to Stoltenberger at the head of NATO? So I don't know. I think this, well, I know that Biden's pretty lost about it all, but there we are.
Well, it's true that timing is everything, and next week we're hearing that Donald Trump and his brand new Truth social media site will be coming online. He put a message out there, I believe yesterday. I saw it, but I'm signed up for the Truth Social website, but I haven't been able to see what's over there yet. Have you?
No, you can't do it yet. It's not live.
Okay. So I don't know where he put his message out at, but I did see it in the form of, what do they call it? Save America is where I saw it.
Okay.
Okay. Now let's go to the phone line real quick. Okay, Mel, we're running out of time, so what's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, well, this meeting between Zelensky and Krusty Sheets, Harris. This might be a phony victory lap for Biden to say, well, we talked him down. We talked this crisis out of existence.
That's correct.
That's what I'm kind of thinking.
That's correct.
Take care. All right. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, we talked about that back in hour number one, Kyle and I. We had a caller that said the same thing, that this may very well be camouflage to give Biden make a feel-good moment to where he can go back and say, well, I...
Well, let's understand, too, that we've got the State of the Union coming up, what, March the 1st, I think it is? Or
correct.
Whenever it is. Mm-hmm. And so they want to be able to have some items in there to tout some very recent successes. He can't talk about any other successes that he has had in his administration. So he can kind of do a head fake and say, well, look, we've been able to do X, Y, and Z when it comes to Russia and when it comes to Ukraine and blah, 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 blah. So, yeah.
And did you hear what was suggested to him yesterday by some longtime Democrats? They said, whatever you do, Joe, don't talk about your record.
Well, that actually came from Obama.
Yeah, he said, don't talk about your record.
That's right.
Yep. His record is not good.
Oh, it's not.
Nope. Terrible. But I'll guarantee you he's going to get up there and do it.
No, he won't.
Yep. Guarantee he's going to get up there and do it. Okay, well, right. I hear the music coming. I look forward to the next article you put out there, because I got another one this morning from a year ago.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, and I'll see you later.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and check out all the great articles that she writes, and you can sign up for the little sheets and all that good stuff. Meantime, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. government says testing the unvaccinated comes with a $22 million price tag. each month.
The U.S. government says it faces significant harm if an appeals court fails to reverse an injunction barring enforcement of President Joe Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for all government workers, and that testing unvaccinated employees will cost over $22 million taxpayer dollars a month. White House Office of Management and Budget Deputy Director Jason Miller disclosed that the government would be hurt on several fronts if it cannot enforce the vaccine requirements. On January 21st, a U.S. judge ruled that President Joe Biden could not require federal employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And the CDC is expected to loosen guidance on indoor masking as early as next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, where there are two locations to train you how to become an aviation maintenance tech. But first of all, we want them to be able to tell you about themselves, which they will do coming up right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has been in business going on 75 years, and the fact of the matter is they do an excellent job at training people to become aviation maintenance technicians. They have a very high rate of placing people in companies with excellent starting salaries. Now, the other thing is, it's all about the Benjamins, all about the benefits, all about the working conditions and whatnot. You know, aviation maintenance techs, it's a very demanding job, has been, still is. People take that type of a job and they stay there. They stay there for years and years and years because of what they get back. Now, it's not uncommon to make at least $60,000 if you just work a straight week with them. And you can make a lot more than that if you do a lot of overtime and whatnot, which there's plenty of that to do at the moment because there is a shortage of aviation maintenance technicians across the country and around the world. So here's what you do. It all starts by going to their website, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu. And while you're there, take a look at everything that they have to offer there, and then call them on the phone. Their number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them on the phone and ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses. Now, they have a campus in Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa Bay. I'm here in Tampa on this side of the bay. Clearwater's over on the other side of the bay. And then they have another campus in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city of Boston. But in either case, you need to call them, schedule an appointment, and go from there. Once again, their phone number, 800-659-2080, National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. Well, President Biden gave a speech. He warned Russian President Vladimir Putin against invading Ukraine, saying it would be a self-inflicted wound on Russia. He also said, and I quote, "If Russia does invade in the days and weeks ahead, the human cost for the Ukraine will be immense, and the strategic cost to Russia will also be immense." He said the world will not forget that Russia chose needless death and destruction over talking. And that's diplomacy, of course. And there's no doubt that right now it looks like as if Putin is placating to Biden to try to shore him up a little bit and make him look good on the world stage. At least that's what it looks like from where I'm sitting. Because Biden is no match for Putin. Putin will run rings around him and dance on top of him. He is that type of guy. Putin is very good at what he does. And Biden is not. We all know that. We can see that. Well, the United States has spent billions of dollars on equipment and training in Europe to deter Russia over the years. The question now that everybody's asking themselves in the military and in the political way of things is, has it been enough? Well, I guess we'll find out. Because amid the prospect of Russia invading the Ukraine, top experts say the unfolding crisis is going to test the U.S. military's ability to seamlessly and rapidly move American troops and heavy armor across borders of multiple countries, and could also magnify potential gaps in both strategy and capability. Now, we've been watching what Russia's been doing with the trains coming in, with the tanks and the trucks and the beans and the bullets and the troops. We've been watching all of that. It's been nonstop and it's been constant. And the other day, a couple days ago, actually I think it was Monday, when we were told Russia was pulling their troops back, although they never really did say that. They did say, after we found out what they were doing, they were realigning them. And what they did was they took them out of one section and they moved them around. They did like an end run. They moved them around and put them over on the wing in an area which apparently they felt was vulnerable and needed to be protected by these 10,000 troops. So, that's where that's at. And they're not done by any stretch of the imagination with whatever it is they're doing. They did bring in more troops yesterday. So they've added up their, they built up their true strength. And with the United States military now shifting its focus to winning a war against an advanced adversary like China or Russia, experts say the manned and unmanned teaming concept would be crucial to the U.S. prevailing. We're speaking now about aircraft where you would have an automated wingman in an automated plane flying along with a regular flight squadron. I'm curious to see how that's going to work out. Now, the NATO Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg, said yesterday that Russia continues to threaten the Ukraine with troops and weapons massed near the country's borders as the Ukrainians mark the day of unity to confront Moscow's aggression. And Russia has just expanded and modified a naval base in the Syrian port of Tartus, the only such facility that Russia has outside the former Soviet Union. Now, could that be used for what's coming? Of course. We'll have to wait and see. And again, no one's sure what's going to happen. It's all speculation. So we just sit back and we watch and we wait. And when I heard that Zelensky, the president of the Ukraine, was going out of the country for a conference in Germany, I thought to myself, I said, this would be the perfect time, if you're Russia, to attack the Ukraine. That's just my thought. That's the way my mind works. But if I was a military guy, I'd be looking at that option right now if I was over there in the middle of all that. That's just me. Now, Russia could also target our space firms to blind the Ukraine. Remember, they are able to jam GPS. They've done it before. They can do it again. Confuse us as to what's where and who's doing what. But they could also target U.S. intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance, the satellites, including commercial remote sensing birds, which you've heard about, the computers that fly around. And they are actually computers checking what they're checking. But anyway, we will be right back with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Looking forward to talking to him about some money stuff. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kyle. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura, that's spelled M-A-U-S. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX is a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats, the front seat massagers, and, oh, yeah, heated seats. Now, that all feels fantastic, let me tell you. But don't forget, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Now, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our military, as well as our fire department, our first responders, and our church pastors, too, by giving you all a discount there at Moss Nissan. Now, don't forget, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan, and you find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And then don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because here's the deal. They're only 20 minutes north of downtown Tampa, 30 minutes as the crow flies north of downtown St. Pete on North Florida. Check them out. Check them out. Great cars, great people. Moss, Acura. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
You know, nobody seems to be real upset about inflation. We keep hearing about the money that's being thrown out there again at things. The Democrats want to spend a lot more money because they think that's the way to get us out of the fog that we're in. I don't think it is, but what's your take?
You know, they don't think they're upset about inflation. You mean Democrats? I'm sorry here.
They don't believe that inflation is something that's going to make or break them. They want to spend more money on trying to deflate the bubble, so to speak. They want to throw more money into the system.
Yeah, you know, they continue to debase the currency with all of this spending, and I'm sorry, I don't know what they're thinking. I mean, I heard that they want another $5 billion or so for more COVID relief crap.
Yeah,
which probably means they need money to spend on I don't know, sending masks that people aren't going to use, or more of these stupid tests that they keep sending out. And again, their buddies are going to get rich, whoever gets those contracts.
They're coming from China.
Yeah, well, you know, and whoever who basically is in the pipeline with that, procures all that stuff, it's a scam. They want to continue to push for Build Back Better. Now, this is and the stuff they're pushing for is actually corporate welfare, more of the climate change stuff that they want to make sure that they get through, which is going to be more handouts and giveaways to big business, including companies like General Motors, who wants to make electric cars and wants the government to help people to buy them, amongst other things. Again, they continue to think that, you know, printing and borrowing and all that is going to lead to prosperity. It's not.
Have you ever been to West Virginia?
I've driven through it, never stayed.
You ever been on one of the two-lane roads in West Virginia?
All I know about West Virginia is that every road, every post office, every urinal in a rest stop is named after Robert Byrd. That's what I know about West Virginia.
That's true. Now, West Virginia, okay, if you get off on, say, U.S. 60 and you run it out of Charleston and you run the shortcut over what you think is a shortcut over to Virginia, you go up and down the mountains. You go around and around and around and around and around some of the mountains. It's absolutely ridiculous. The roads are built to, I don't know, 1930 or 1940 standards. And here's my point. You got an electric car. How long do you think an electric car would last in that type of terrain?
Again, I don't know. I don't. And, you know, until... you know, and I don't understand why the government has to get involved, quite frankly, in putting up charging stations. I mean, you know, gas stations are all over the country. If they want to, you know, put up some charging stations at the gas stations, well, why don't they go ahead and do that if they're going to make off it and charge for the electricity?
And while they might be free right now because the government is taking care of that, they won't be for long.
No, of course not. I mean, it needs to be everywhere. You know, you can't be worrying about where the next place is that you're going to be able to fuel up your vehicle. You know, especially, you know, you're in the middle of nowhere. You know, it maybe would have been West Virginia, or you'd be stuck on the Cross Bronx Expressway.
Okay, well, let's go back here for 1 second and talk about the Democrats, because they have pivoted their position on inflation after months of the transitory claim. Now, Democrats on Tuesday pivoted towards addressing the 40-year high inflation after months of claiming that rising costs were just transitory. Now, this is what Jen Psaki said. Obviously, our analysis is going to be done by our economic experts. They continue to convey that they believe the impact will be temporary or transitory. Now, remember, back in December, Biden's financial experts admitted inflation was no longer transitory, but it took congressional Democrats until the middle of February to pivot into the direction of vocally issuing concerns about our rising costs and our inflation.
They're trying to pivot in that direction, but I mean, quite frankly, it looks a little foolish because they were beating a drum for a period of time. I guess they're going to tell everybody the science has changed. Maybe they'll roll out that excuse. You know, that's become the new devil made me do it.
And what does Dr. Markowski say?
Science didn't change. It's the same with COVID as much as the same it was with inflation. You know, it's pretty funny how all these pivots are on these myriad of things. All of a sudden, the science has changed. No. Nothing has changed. The politics have changed.
Mm. How do you feel about Kamala Harris and Anthony Blinken going to talk to Mr. Zelensky at some sort of seminar or whatever in Munich next week? And our first thought that came to mind was, if you're thinking that Russia might invade you, would you really want to leave your country?
Probably not. Actually, one of the funniest things I heard yesterday was the, I forget her name, it's the and it's a Russian name, it's long, a Russian foreign minister, this woman came out and said that she requested the United States put out its calendar for when Russia is supposed to invade the Ukraine over the next several months, so she can go on vacation and make sure that she's back in time for when they invade Ukraine. And it was just making fun of the United States. I mean, this is their foreign minister. Mm-hmm. Right now at the point in time, we kind of look foolish. I mean, last Friday, administration came out and said it was a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were invading on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Who's running the show there? I mean, mm-hmm. I just shut your mouth. Mm-hmm. I mean, for out loud. I mean, what the hell are we doing?
I don't think anybody knows.
It's really distressing. Mm-hmm. To see that, you know, basically it's the gang that mm-hmm. can't shoot over there in Washington, D.C. Seems like there's no semblance of order. They're not on the same page. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
Well,
and again, that's okay. We spend almost $900 billion on the Pentagon every year.
Well, I got news for you. Breaking news from the Democrats. A Democrat internal poll now reveals that Republicans are going to win big in a culture war, and during the midterms this year, the Democrats are going to lose.
Everything that they've put forward has been just a massive loser. Unless you are real dyed in the wool member of the cult, you are a cult member.
Mm-hmm.
How do you not see this? How do you not see that bail reform is an absolute disaster? I mean, we're right now in New York. We're dealing with the young woman coming home and getting stabbed. I mean, it's like out of a horror.
40 times.
In her bathtub. Mm-hmm. That person shouldn't have been out and about. That person is out and about because of bail reform.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in time, I don't know. That's their cult members.
All right, my man, we will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. He's on many of these same stations, and you can catch his daily podcast that he puts out on the website, chrismarkowski.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.